is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It is hard for us to breathe. It's hard for us not to wash our clothes more often, our cars, clean surfaces, clean inside our nostrils. To find out what color it is these days, I tried it this morning and it's black. Under your feet, black. Food that is sold outside, we can't even guarantee the quality anymore because the soot falls on everything. This morning, I'm not sure what is happening in the skies. Is it Harmattan? Is it soot? Everywhere is just dark. It looks like it's always going to rain, and it's been raining for days. Sun comes up sometimes, and after that, rain, and it floods. So, the governor did say something about the illegal refining, which is one of the key causes of the soot. Let's hear him again.
You know this bunkering cannot stop. Let me say that about it. Everybody's involved. The military is involved. Police is involved. If not, there's no way bunkering can continue. It's a terrible thing. I don't know. Whether we should take the issue of bunkering to be even more serious than treason. If you go around and see what has happened to our environment, it will pity for us. There should be another civilized way to go about it so that while you are doing the right thing, let us not die. Can't be doing the right thing and we're dying. Maybe we should find another way to see whether to reduce this suit. And unfortunately, we have no helper except to continue to pray to God to touch the minds of our people who are involved in this bunkering act.
So when you say we have no helper, than to pray to God to touch their hearts. What would God be doing exactly? How would he touch their hearts? What would he say to them? That's the River State Governor, Yesom Wike, saying that nothing can be done. We keep praying. But there is government, and government is God on earth. For every problem, there is a solution. And problems are created sometimes by failure of government, failure of people, irresponsible behavior. I can go on and on, but we're here now. Oh, also aiding and abetting, because a key question has come out in all of this. Who buys the products? Yes, who buys the product that is being cooked illegally? Where do they get the product from? If they're bursting pipelines, why are we not getting reports from the organizations? Why is nobody saying anything? All right, so today I want to ask us what needs to happen for this to stop. What needs to happen? What needs to happen? And saying military and police are involved, well, he's the governor, but we also know that military and police are also subject to the law and they can face disciplinary action. We've seen it happen many, many, many times. So is this beyond that? My name is Anogba Vire, 0817923. Don't complain, no. If you want to give me the weather report in your area, that's fine. But the question is, what needs to happen? What needs to happen? And I mean across board, what needs to happen for this to stop? Someone is asking, what do we know on the effect of the soot on newborn babies with fragile organs? if we can tell what happens to us who have, you know, gained resistance to disease and all that, you know, because of age and, you know, drugs and all that, then I think it's the answer is really before you, sir. Oh, madam. What needs to happen? What needs to happen? Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hello.
Let's hear you.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
We're listening.
Oh, my Hello, the sky here is a little bit dark.
What part of town is that?
What needs to happen? We need to call on God at this point. Because the government has failed us. So we need to call on God. This suit is getting out of hand here, I know. We are dying though, I know.
What would we be calling on God? What would we be telling him exactly at this time? Since you want to tour the government.
You should tell God that you should touch the heart of those that are doing this bunkering now so that they will change now.
They should change.
Is there anything too difficult for God to do?
Amen.
So we should pray. Since the government said they can't do anything, we could pray now. Pray. We're not going to die. I beg. We pray.
Okay.
Thank you.
I wish you the best.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What needs to happen?
I'm fine. Mr. Williams. Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Williams, what needs to happen?
Yes. My area is dark. I'm at Azoba now.
Ah, my neighbor.
Yeah, it's dark. The suit is getting worse and worse in the building. In the morning, you see everywhere. I mob my house every blessed day. But we can't help it. Already the governor has already said it. The military is involved. Police is involved. Everybody is involved. So who are we going to ask? Who will you report to? If you see them cooking or drinking this profile of the thing, who are you going to report to? If you report to police will only go there and collect.
Yeah, so what needs to happen for it to stop? What needs to happen is my question.
The whole thing is if the youth will wake up and put their efforts, that is the only thing I think can happen.
Youth should do
we
what?
Call on God. We pray to God every day.
The youth should do what?
But at the same time, those people are doing whatever they do.
Hold on, you said the youth should do what?
Should wake up and it is only the masses, the youth that can wake up and stop this thing at for this moment.
How?
Because police, nobody is doing anything.
How are they going to do so?
It's mass protest, and at least it's like it's either the people that are doing the business, you kill us or we kill you. That is the only thing.
We will kill them. Why? Okay. We want to know how. How? What needs to happen? What needs to happen? When I drew info.
Good morning, Eno.
Good morning.
I'm a first-time caller.
You're welcome. What's your name?
Okay. I'm Mildred. I'm calling from Refinery.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, the answer comes to this question this morning. Our government has really failed us, and they are not helping us in any way. We have coke in this country. We don't have assets to use the coke. Kerosene here is very fat, not to talk of fuel. We are buying kerosene in this refinery place that I'm leaving a bottle 200 naira. Gas on the increase. The coke is a problem. People are resorting to using firewood now. So since the government cannot help us renovate this our refinery and make it operational, why not give it to these bunkers that are disturbing everywhere? Train them and let this refinery be open to them. Let them operate it for us.
Which one?
Private sector. Since the government cannot do it. So that we can have access to use the things that is there for us to use. That can provide for us. This morning. Thank you.
I want to believe you're talking about modular refineries, or are you talking about the government refinery that we've always known?
The government refinery.
Okay.
Since they don't want to you have a refinery, I say opposite the refinery. This Port Harcourt refinery, yeah. It's not operational. Our refineries are not operating, the government refineries. They are busy opening their refineries and the ones they have abroad. They take our crude here, they refine it abroad, bring it back for us to buy at a very exorbitant price.
Okay.
So they should hand it over to these bunkers that have learned to refine our crude. Make it a private sector for them so that we will have access to kerosene and fuel to use in our country.
Okay.
It's our right for crying out loud.
Okay. Thank you. Between now and then, what happens? Because it wasn't the news that the federal government team were here to check the refinery, the one she's talking about. And they said they will revisit in 3 months' time to check progress of the rehabilitation work going on, right? And do you know that that company has staff? They're not producing, but they have staff. What happens to those ones then? We're Nigerian for.
Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Gwede Mike.
Welcome.
Incidentally, task force chairman on illegal bunkering, Emoha local government.
Okay.
It's quite pathetic and devastating what is happening in our local government. And the chairman, Barrister Chidi Lloyd, PhD, has vowed that he will turn no stone, leave no stone unturned to ensure that every activity in that local government stops.
Why is he not praying? Why is he not praying and looking to God like his principal?
The governor, yes, you don't blame the governor because
I've not used the word blame, sir. Please, let's not do that. Okay. I just asked the question.
The president said that the military and police are involved. These are persons mandated to arrest culprits, and they are not doing that. And who expects the governor to go to the bush to go and arrest bunkers and all that? So it's not like he threw his hand on air that there's nothing he can do. No, he has even said that this offense has is a treasonable felony. It has death penalty and life imprisonment if offenders are caught. He said it clearly too in your what you played some minutes ago.
I don't know if that is. Before the State Assembly, we know that when it came to the matter of cultism, that was brought to the table and they passed something. So why don't we have that conversation going on? But anyway, let me hear what your principal, Dr. Chidi Lloyd, is doing. You said leaving no stone unturned.
Chidi Lloyd is saying that all the offenders in that area, from now onwards, all the tankers carrying this illicit product, we are going to take a drastic action on both buyers and owners of these dumps. Any tanker seized will no longer be given out. It will become the property of MOA local government henceforth.
Okay, and so then I want focusing to on the, focusing on the tankers.
The military. That is, if they see this product on our waterway in MOA local government, they should not inflame it because this will now give back to this suit we are talking about. Whatever goes up will surely come down. It will come down as this suit we are talking about. And this other oil will now flow on our river. We are looking for how to raise funds to begin to clean all our rivers and the stream. They are so polluted and you need to come and see what is going on in our area. So we will not leave these things the way they are. We equally have some secret-oriented plans. This one will involve the arrest of deviant and deviant uniformed men participating in this illegal venture. So they arrested because they are saying nothing will happen. The Chief Lord will not do anything to them. We are going to visit them. In fact, as we talk now, we are compiling names of owners of these dumps in the local government. All of them, their names will be mentioned on air. It will be on newspaper. It will be everywhere so that people will see that they are enemies of this local government and the state. Any more questions there?
No. Thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you very much. Got the mic.
Okay, so the women that carry in nylons and the other people that carry nylon bags, who's going to apprehend them and arrest them? We're Nigerian, so.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Raymond Atadila.
Raymond, what's the way out of this?
I think every problem has a solution. It doesn't matter how long the solution will come. Now, this is it. Mr. Wiking himself has said he cannot help issues. It means he's not exempting himself, he's also involved in this illegal country.
He didn't say so.
Why don't the government that have upper hands go outside the country and look for a way to upgrade this country and make it legal in such a way that the employ machines and more sophisticated technology to reduce this and make it legal for these boys to continue their production.
You can't legalize illegality. You can only build modular refineries. You cannot legalize illegality.
Yes. Yes, yes. If the issue of modular refinery is okay, fine. Let them do it and make sure they employ these boys. So many of them are jobless and at this point they are making good money. So you can imagine.
So between here and there, what would the boys be doing? Between here and there, what would the boys be doing?
Between now and then. But let's see, while they are still working in the Umuga country, the government is building the modular refinery, preparing to stop the Umuga country and employ them.
Okay, so they should be cooking till then.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're Nigerian Info.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Antina. You say what needs to be done? You were asking a question,
yes,
right?
Yes, so.
You see, the whole thing, government should tackle it from the root.
Okay.
Government should repair our refineries. In fact, I can tell you that nothing is wrong with those refineries. But they are using it to siphon our money in this country.
They said it should be ready 2022. So that's federal government. But we're here now. Federal government doesn't live in Rumosi or Zwoba or Creek Road or Rumekini or Rumbiakani or Ililiwa. So we're here now. Or refinery.
What will you do now? The refinery, these MPC workers, all of them are big men. They are aiming with, no one is a poor man. They have mansions all over the place. They are aiming well.
What has that got to do with this?
That's to tell you how rotten the country is.
MPC big men that are cooking?
So they should leave the guys. Where is the employment provided for the boys?
Okay. Yeah, the matter of employment has come up. Good morning. I'm not getting any feedback. What's going on? Where are my reverse people? Good morning.
Thank you very much. Hello. We are in a very big mess in this country, especially in this state. But now I can say that the governor is just confused. The governor is confused. How will he handle that such issue into God's hands? Please, we are not undermining God's strength and God's effort to stop anything. But in this case, I think it's barely human affairs. Government has all the power and all it takes. The River State government to stop this suit. Yes. But it decides to hand it over to God. And now, everybody is just confused. So, let me start from the federal government. The federal government promised the Niger Delta of the Madla refinery for about 2 years ago. Why is it not there again? If the modular refineries were installed in the Niger Delta, then even the Niger Delta is so powerful enough to stop this suit. They will go to the streets and everywhere and stop it. We don't have to resist. We don't have to there. And if you want to get all the things that's very expensive, the only way you get them is through this illegal refinery. And we've been used to this. So it's not that it's very good that it's not our president, but because there's no way, no alternative, nothing anybody can do else. And so we decided to sacrifice. For us in the banner areas, if you want to travel, you get swell. There is no issue. Let me just start with the fact that there is no any place to get swell. Within the rural areas, if you go to Kalabari area, to Andoni area, Pogo area, to Boni area, it's very rarely before you get swell, before you get kerosene. You see that you travel to Port Harcourt or you go to Eleme area, all those uplands before you get those things. And it's very, very difficult. So the only way you can get them very easily is through this illegal bunker. So if the government has been proactive enough to install some of these things here, it will be easier for us.
Do you know that Edo State has a modular refinery?
And what stops you there from having modular refinery? And that's why I'm shifting the blame to both the federal government and the state government. But if the federal government cannot do anything, can't the state government do something on its own?
No, he can't. It's God that will do it for us. All of us are here. But you know, I was just thinking, if we say that the oil that we export is gotten from the Niger Delta, I'm on radio, I can't speak French. Austin says, the authorities appear powerless over the purveyors of the malignant suit. We need to sue the government and take class action up to the international level. Sam says we should keep talking. One day government will do something. The weather is in Igruta, is Soot and Hamatan. The Spirit State government did awesomely well during lockdown for COVID. Why is this one difficult? Government and civil society should mobilize us to go shut down all these legal bunkering sites and maybe give them a standard for operation. John promised. The standard is modular refineries, John. This suit thing is only in River State and parts of Bayelsa. Those in Delta, Akwaibom, Cross River and other states are not experiencing this thing because these states already have more refineries in their states. Delta doesn't have, as far as I know. Cross River, I don't know that they have. Akwaibom, I don't know that they have. Bayelsa, the governor was shopping for. So, Oga, Hector. Well, he says, because this, well, my governor should please stop shifting attention to the federal government and God. We're making God busy, too busy in this part of the world. Why has he not made effort for the license, to get licenses for the people? Maybe he wants to do it the Obiakpo thing too. Also, the former local government chairman in Degema local government is also involved in this. AZ, the only way to stop this is to build industries, create jobs, and give employment to the youths. The youths need jobs. And all the governor has the capacity to stop this. If he says the security agents and committees are responsible, he knows who they are answerable to, but is playing politics with it. How I miss his predecessor, who would have gone after the culprits head on to save reverse people's lives. The issue is that the present governor doesn't care. He's more interested in politics. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Leonard.
Yeah, what's the way out?
Yeah, you know, the same man is not God. But if I were to be God there, maybe I will stop answering some prayers from Nigeria. How can you say God will help us? You make God too busy, like somebody. God is working morning, day, afternoon, night in Nigeria. Allow him some rest. These things are very easy. They are not rocket science. As easy as things get in Nigeria and in Africa, we invoke God. And we are breathing heavy suit. My son is having some allergy, you know, by virtue of this suit thing. Because when he wasn't there, he wasn't having it. But he just got back now, he's having this. And I'm paying for medication, going to the hospital. And the governor is saying God will help us. It's very simple. What is the way forward? With the powers of the executive, the Nigerian executive, be it president, be it governor, can do almost everything on earth. Nigerian president is the most powerful because they are open with impunity, of course. The power too plenty. So the governor can as well gather people who are experts on the line. If you give a business 8 years support, that business would never fail, even if you leave office. From day one, gather people and tell them, I want between 4 and 5 years, I want to see 4 or 5 modular refineries. And you see that they'll give them all the support. That is what P2P gave Innocent. And Innocent is testifying the kind of support P2P gave. He gave him upfront payment for purchases. Innocent is standing now, giving jobs, producing cars. But here we want to pray to God. Let us be praying now. Thank you.
All right, so now that you mentioned, you know, that thing, sometime in July, the River State government flagged off the Constitution of Nigerian Law School in Port Harcourt. The governor also announced a monthly subvention for the running of the law school for the next 4 years. Tech says, I think we need to guarantee supply of legally produced or procured petrol and kerosene. For me, I haven't seen kerosene any filling station in Igbo since 2019, and that was around the general elections time. Even one of the major marketers in Iriebe, Abaro, they don't have, and I don't know if other parts of River State have kerosene. That is assuming the filling stations themselves get it legally. With gas prices soaring, firewood unhealthy to use in an unspaced semi-urban area like Oyigbo, it's only logical that even people who genuinely wouldn't want to patronize poor fire are being forced to. A commercial and we keep talking. We're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Stay tuned.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We've got 5 minutes to do this. Yes, it's 10 minutes to nine. Let's see. Okay. We're live on Facebook. I want to read messages from Facebook at this time. My name is Eno Bevery. Thank you for joining the conversation this morning. One question: what needs to happen for the illegal refineries to stop operating in River States? Is the question just that single question? And from the feedback, it looks like some people are comfortable with it. They don't mind it. So we can keep waiting on God. We can keep waiting for the federal government. We just leave it alone. We leave it alone. All right. I'll take a call while I'm trying to get the messages up. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Uno. My name is David West. I'm calling you from Yenagoa this morning.
All right.
Yes. What next or what we can do? My sister woman, we leave it for God. There's nothing we can do. But unfortunately, what we fail to understand is that the air we breathe does not have air for rich and poor. The air for everybody. So if the government says there's nothing we can do and we leave our faith to God, so be it. Otherwise, to stop this total issue, it will not be a problem to us. As far as I'm concerned, it is economic sabotage and it's a criminal offense to that effect. So people should be prosecuted. But one thing you should know is elections are coming. The owners of these paper places are the generals you hear, the warlords you hear, the people government pamper. So it's a kind of we are talking here. I will use you again later. So we'll continue to do it. Even here in Barasa Street, it's the same thing.
All right.
People are dying gradually. Yes.
So we continue to bury it, he says. That's what needs to happen for it to stop. Jekada Suru says we need to license more artisanal individual refineries with code of conduct and regulations. Then we have gospel saying to stop the suit, all hands must be on deck to solve the problem. The people indulging in this illegal refining should stop. Government should be proactive in nipping the menace. No, it's no longer in the bud. It's no longer in any bud. It's full blown now. And says people should stop patronizing this illegal products. Umar says when people harp on illegal refining, it's also pertinent to ask how rural dwellers access kerosene, since NNPC and the FGA have failed woefully to make the products available. This suit is overhyped. Ah, it's overhyped. Okay. Umar Ebogidi, there is a document that we have from the River State government. There was a research that was done. So if you don't have that document, don't say what you do not know. It's clear what this is. Let me read some of Jolly Wake's message. Says, I think for the governor of tax force, we know to say that, you know, leave it to God, it means they're all involved. To me, praying to God can't help us. What are we supposed to do? Okay, the solution to rebuild our refineries, make them functional so the government agencies concerned can do their jobs well. Kenneth, you want to stop local refineries? Government should make our refineries produce petrol. Ensure we can go to filling stations and buy kerosene, because as of today, we get these products through local refining. All right. Thank you, people. This is it. The boys continue to cook. Maybe the boys, the girls, mothers and fathers continue to cook. We continue to buy. The River State government says we leave it to God and the air is polluted. We can't breathe. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. Good morning. Thank you for your time.
You are tuned in to 92.3 Nigeria Info.